A Church Romance, Mellstock, circa 1835. She turned in the high pew until her sight swept the west gallery and caught its row of music men with viol, book and bow against the sinking sad tower window light. She turned again, and in her pride's despite, one strenuous viol's inspirer seemed to throw a message from his string to her below, which said, "I claim thee as my own forthright." Thus their heart's bond began, in due time signed, and long years thence, when age had scared romance, at some old attitude of his or glance, that gallery scene would break upon her mind, with him as minstrel, ardent, young and trim, bowing New Sabbath or Mount Ephraim.
Hardy himself, sometimes with his father, but more usually alone, often played the fiddle far into the night at village weddings and parties. He says of himself at this time,
"Though healthy, he was fragile and precocious to a degree, being able to read almost before he could walk, and to tune a violin when of quite tender years. He was of ecstatic temperament, extraordinarily sensitive to music, and among the endless jigs, hornpipes, reels, waltzes, and country dances that his father played of an evening in his early married years, and to which the boy danced a pas seul in the middle of the room, there were three or four that always moved the child to tears, though he strenuously tried to hide them. This peculiarity in himself troubled the mind of Tommy, as he was called. He used to say in later life that he danced on at these times to conceal his weeping. He was not over 4 years of age at this date.